Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is your boy, your host, Deacon Chauncey Odom, coming to you live from the barbershop. Good evening. I hope everyone's having a blessed Sunday, even though it's hot outside. I'm glad you could make it. You could have been anywhere else if you decided to come hang out with me at the barbershop. Before we get things started, as we always do, we like to give honor to God who first in our life. With that being said, we're going into a prayer, and then we're going to get this show started. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this wonderful day that you have made. Even though it's hot outside, God, we thank you for everything that you have gave us. Thank you for the gift, our talents that you have given us. Even though, God, we come up short sometimes, you're still in the blessing business, God. We thank you for everything you have done. God, without you, God, we are nothing. But God, with that being said, God, we ask you to touch the ones that's homeless, Lord, the ones that don't have a job, Jesus. It's hot outside, God. Give them a place where they can rest, where they can cool off, God. And we're calling on you in the name of Jesus to do what you said you was going to do, Lord. Bless the ones who are sick on their deathbed right now, Lord Jesus. Someone lost a loved one as we speak, God, but give them the strength to lift each other up, to be strong for that family, God. Send your angels for the ones who are out there traveling on those dangerous highways, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. God, we thank you for the brothers that are listening to this show today and hope we can touch someone hard and give them the strength to be able to stand on your word, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for everything you have done. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers in Christ, everybody that's out there listening. I thank you right now for coming in and joining the show. Today's scripture is coming from Proverbs 27. And six, wound, enemy, multiplies, kiss. The topic today is, brothers, what's in your suitcase? And the subtopic to that is, wounds in your suitcase. A couple years ago, as we got started in our men's group, we were coming out of this book called The Authentic Manhood, and it was talking about us men unpacking our suitcase. In order for us to be able to be successful in relationships, marriage, work, our home, and as a man, we have to empty out our pads, our suitcases. You know, we got a lot of wounds in our suitcases and bad relationships from past that's hindering us from moving on, you know, in our walk. You know, if you're not saved, either way, it's still to the point where we have to let go some things in order to move forward. That includes family, friends. Sometimes you might have to walk away from a job. You know, the job is not always about the money. But, you know, when you're being stressed out and you're getting tired and your body is weak, sometimes we have to make choices. But before we make those choices, we should take them before God and make sure we're making the right decision. But as men, we have family, we have kids, we have a lot of people that's counting on us that we are supporting. And by that being said, you know, we as men have to stand up and lift one another up. And the whole thing about the barbershop, my format for the barbershop, is it is the hottest talk show for men. The barbershop is where brothers can come for love, support, encouragement, be lifted up, even vent, and learn how to be better, to be a better man, a husband, a father. But most important thing is to know God. You know, that's one thing I think as men, is once we know God and keep him first, God will show us the right way how to treat our family, how to treat our wives, how to support our community, how to stand up for what's right in the church, you know, in society. Because there's a lot of things that's going on now, you know, that us men, as we always say on the Bible show, we have dropped the ball. And like I said, my subtopic is wounds in your suitcase. And I looked up the word wounds and the definition is physical, mental, emotional injury. And That's what we have in our suitcase. So some people fail to realize men hurt too. But as men, we tend to hide behind that pride and ego and don't want nobody to know that we're hurt. And it's a shame that we can't release or let go of that pride and ego to become that better person that we are. But you want to get behind the closed doors and wonder why things are going wrong. You have the opportunity, you have choices, you know, to seek help or to seek someone for encouragement. You know, men, you know, they turn their back on each other, and that's not how we're supposed to be. You know, because God created man first. He gave us the power and dominion over earth. And I think as men, they say iron sharpens iron. We should step up and help one another. You know, that's the whole thing about being a man. You know, sometimes we're going to fall, but we can get back up and shake ourselves off. You know, that's becoming a man. When you can get out here and make sacrifices and you keep God first and you pursue and seek God and let God guide you. So it's one thing I realized that before I got saved, you know, I tried to do it all. And then I kept getting the same results over and over and over again. But once I gave my life to Christ, you know, it was hard. You know, it's not easy when you're walking with God because you're steady being attacked by the enemy from all angles. It can be through your family, your kids, your job, if you're at school. You know, it could be your best friend, somebody who you've been on for years. It doesn't matter. The enemy is going to use anybody and everybody and anything and everything to get you off track once you give your life back to Christ. But I thank God for giving me the second chance to get myself together and to walk with Him. And I just love the Lord. And, you know, it's amazing how you can see somebody who used to be and do the old things they're not, you know, they were doing, and you see them, God just lifting them up. There's been a lot of guys that I went to school with now that's in church that's become deacons, and who would have thought that, you know, that's what we'll end up being. And I'd like to give a shout out to the class of 2015, the young ladies and young men who graduated from high school. Congratulations, it's going to college. And to the men and women who graduated from college that's coming out here in this real world, I commend you. You know, for 4 years in college, it was rough. It was, you met everybody you could, different personalities, people who believe in this, people who don't do this. But you overconquer everything. Now it's time for reality, the real world. So seek God first. And He will make sure when you step out here in this world that you will be protected. But you have to do your part as well for Him to protect you. You know, if the real world is the real world, it's nothing to play with. You got to be prepared. You got to have on your body of armor. So, to the kids who are graduating from high school, going to college is different. It's different. And be careful. You will meet plenty of people. Plenty of different personalities. And believe me, you got to seek God and stay prayed up. So that's when the enemy can really attack these young people because he knows you young people are our future. You young men are our future. You young ladies are our future. So seek God and ask God for understanding and give you His wisdom and His knowledge in order to succeed in life. You know, I'm happy for the young kids to see them move on in life. But like I said, just remember, you know, keep God first. We have some older people that's graduating from college. That's good as well, you know, but seek God first. Make sure you stay prayed up because out here in the world is rough, it's tough. You know, ask your parents. We learn from experience. You know, we thought we were grown. We were coming up, getting out of high school, graduating from college. But as long as you stay focused on what God has called you to do, Go reach your goals and dreams. It can be done. You don't have to do nothing evil, nothing negative to reach the top. But just always keep your mind focused on God, even with the adults, even with our men and women. We have to keep focused on God. We're going to have our trials and tribulations. We're going to have a storm coming. But we have to stay focused. See, we have a lot of callers on this call. As usual, I'd like to thank you for your love and support in advance. You know, you could have been anywhere else, but you're here hanging out with me, your boy, your host, Deacon Chancellor Odom at the Bottle Shop. And I thank you. If anyone have any comments or want to just say, give some thanks to God, feel free to press 1. I will chime you in. You know, whatever's on your mind, say what's on your mind. I would like to hear from y'all today. You know, what has God has done for you? If you have a kid, a child, anybody that graduated from high school or college, feel free to press 1 and give a shout out to them. This is the Barbershop, your boy, your host. I'd like to send a special prayer out for my co-host, Jerome, who's out on vacation. He's on the road. I talked to him 3 minutes ago, and he's still on the road. So all you prayer warriors that's out there, keep him in prayer that him and his family get home safe, you know, from their little vacation. And with that being said, I see we got a caller with the last number, 0532. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, this is Deacon Chauncey's wife, Michelle Odom, and daughter, Jasmine, and we just want to let you know we're proud of you, and we just love what you are doing, and we just keep you in our prayers, and we just want to let you know we're proud of you, husband.
Thank you. Thank you. Those are my favorite 2 girls y'all just heard from. It really got me smiling real, got me blushing, y'all. Anyone else out there would like to just say anything, feel free to press 1. And we would like to hear what you have to say. Anybody you want to send a shout out to, graduated from high school or college, or just you want to say anything, just press 1 and we would like to hear what you have to say. But that being said, like I said, my third topic is wounds in a man in our suitcase. I was looking at this book from Authentic Manhood, and it has a summary of why men struggle today. And it's because we have a bunch of baggage in our suitcase. You know, if we're supposed to have a good relationship with the person that we're with, we're supposed to get rid of that bad relationship that we once went through. You can't take those things with you to a new relationship. And 9 out of 10 men, as men, we have to examine ourselves. That's one thing we've been taught in our men's group, that we have to look at ourselves and take an inventory on ourselves. You know, me personally, you know, I try to be the best husband and father I can, you know, better than, like my dad wanted me to be better than him. And I want my son to be better than me. You know, there's one thing about it, you know, my testimony is powerful. To a lot of people who don't know me, using myself as an example, the type of wound I had in my suitcase. You know, I was a drug addict. You know, I was a dealer. I ran the street with a bunch of women. You know, I've been married several times, and when my second marriage, I just got to the point where I was fed up. It was all about me. I didn't care about whoever I hurt or whatever I done. You know, those type of wounds struggle this. You know, how you gonna be that successful in business or life itself when you're addicted to drugs? You know, I tell anybody that. I tell my testimony every chance I get. Because I'm that type of brother that people counted out. You know, didn't think I was going to do this and do that. And it got to the point one time I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it myself. But once I reached out to God and had other men supporting me and showing me the right way to go, you know, that helped me. And I seen my dad, before he passed away, how strong my dad was taking care of me and my sister. You know, he had the help of my grandma and my aunt. But to see a man do what he has to do to provide for his kids, keep a roof over their head, clothes on their back, and make sure they had what they needed. And me and my sister was appreciative. We didn't care about the name brand clothes. We just appreciate the things that my dad done for us. And that's what us men should be thinking about. We should be focusing on God and how we can be a better man. And like I said, when you got these wounds, these hurts, these pains that you're going through, you know, how are you supposed to get past that if you don't release it? And that's a father when, you know, being a man, you have to let that pride and ego go. Because it's one thing about it, it's a lot of, you know, I've seen a lot of men have that pride, but I've seen a lot of men that it don't. You know, I met a man and 63 years old was still hurt because his dad won't fit. You know, that hurt. You know, this is real. This is the real world. You know, the grown men hurt as well. Grown men cry, you know, because, you know, we try to act hard, but deep down inside, we have feelings as well. You know, it's one thing about it. You know, we have to let go some of those things from the past in order to move on in the future. And I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to have a second chance and to come on this talk show and talk to my brothers and talk to my sister. You know, because you ladies might have a son and you want to encourage them to do good. Try to put somebody in their life that's strong, that's positive, that can, you know, that stands for what is right. Make sure you have that male figure in their life in order for them to see what reality is all about, what real men do. It's not about being a movie star, an athlete. You know, people fail to realize they go through problems just like we do. So someone you'll never hear about, but they go through what we go through. You got grown men that's in the NFL, the NBA, playing baseball. They go through stuff. You know, just because they big and muscles don't mean they don't have feelings. They hurt just like the average man hurt. But if the thing is you're going to let it go. In order to be successful, you have to let it go. And it's one thing I read, you cannot become a real man without help. There is no such thing as a self-made man. That's true. Because each brother that's out there listening, and I can say even to the women, we iron sharpen iron. We learn from each other's testimony. I probably went through some stuff that somebody going through right now. That's why I try my best to tell a little bit of my testimony on every show. But we never know who's hurt. We never know who's going through just as well as the women. You might have friends out there. No matter what the situation is, tell us. If you never know if a woman is going through, your sister might be going through. Your coworker might be going through. You never know who's going through. Yeah, this is a talk show for men, but I speak to women as well. We all go through things. We all have past. We all have luggage. We all been hurt. But in order to move forward, we have to let those things go. We have to. You know, like I said before, if you have any comments, what I just said, or you want to give a shout out to the class of 2015, to your child who graduated from high school or college, or just want to say hello, feel free to press one. You know, I want to hear the callers out there today. You know, usually, like I said, me and my co-host, Ron, we usually do all the talking, but I want to hear from you people, you guys out there today, men and women, whoever, whatever's on your heart, feel free to say something. Even if you want to tell your little testimony, because you never know who's on this radio station listening. You never know. So feel free. to open up and say something, you know, because I'd rather for you to say something and not say nothing at all, because, like I said, we never know who to listen. And to the fellas out there, you know, I constantly stay on my brothers, because we need them. We need to support one another, regardless of what the situation is. You know, just because you might have more than me, that's fine and dandy. But I humble myself to help my brothers out. I humble myself to listen to brothers when they talk to me, you know, for granted. You know, I love all my brothers out there that's listening. No matter what the situation is, no matter we went through some stuff, you hurt me or I hurt you, but the thing is, I still love you regardless. And I forgive you. And I hope everybody who's my brothers out there, if I've done something to you, forgive me. That's the way we move on. That's the way we push. That's the way we show love and support to our brothers and sisters, even the women out there. Ask your sister for forgiveness. Forgive her for what she's done to you. All of those are wounds. And we can't take those wounds, that old suitcase with us into a new relationship, a new job, you know, school. That's even for the young kids out there. If you're going through, talk to your classmates or whatever. And let them know how much you appreciate them. That's one thing about it. You know, we got young CNCs on this earth today at young ages. You know, as men, we need to stand up and show these young men what it takes to be a real man. You know, we all go through things. We all going to have trials and tribulations. That's life. If you ain't went through nothing right now, believe me, before you leave this place, wherever, you're going to have a storm. You're going to get knocked down, but the thing is, or you're going to get up. And it's just like with the men, you know. Come on, brother. You know, we need to step up. I'm not knocking you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to lift you up. You know, that's my thing. I'm not going to judge none of my brothers, because we all make mistakes. We have. But the thing is, we're going to get up because we're going to support one another. That's my whole thing. If we're going to support one another, let's do it. Let's do it with love. Let's show the world that as men, we can stand up for what's right. Show our kids that they got a strong father. Show our wives they got a strong husband. Show the society that, hey, that man in my community, I like him. To the single parents that's out there that's listening, do the same thing for your kids. Put them around positive role models, positive men that's going to show them the right way. You know, it's all about us coming together as one and showing the society and the world and showing the devil that we won't be defeated. Like I said, we're going to have our ups and downs, but the thing is, we're going to get back up. You know, I appreciate, again, I honor the ones who are here listening to the show today. You know, I thank you for coming. This is my eighth show, and the more and more I do it, the more I enjoy doing it. You know, because God gave me this opportunity to reach out to my brother. It's one thing about the ladies, y'all, I commend y'all. Y'all don't have no problem doing your women's night out, your little book club. You know, I commend y'all on that because y'all support one another. But when it comes to the brothers, you know, we kind of stray away. We don't want that ego and pride, that ego and pride getting away. That's something I talk about all the time on myself, that pride and ego. You know, pride and ego is not of God, nowhere near of God. God wants us brothers to stand close together, link arms to arms, you know, encourage one another. The wives out there that's listening, the ones who got your father still there, brothers, uncles, support them. Lift them up. Keep them in prayer. Because there's one thing about it, you know, it's hard being a man. As a matter of fact, it's hard being a black man. That you can see that now out there in society, right now out there in the world, what the police are doing to our brothers out there. But ladies, support your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, your son. Support them When they down, lift them up. Don't beat them up. Lift them up. Because when you beating them down, when they going through a lot of stuff in the world as it is, you know, it kind of, you know, it kind of hurts. You know, I know we men, but we have feelings too. You know, we need one another. We need you women to step up and support us, encourage us, not beat us. But some men just haven't learned or seen how to be that man. There's grown men out here today that still need help to become the man that God called them to be. But as brothers and sisters in Christ, as friends, cousins, whoever, stand up and support your man, your husband, your boyfriend, your son. Single parent with your son is getting ready to go out off to college to a whole nother lifestyle. Support them. Encourage them. Let them know. Pray for them. Let them know that, you know, without God, we're nothing. Keep them encouraged. But once they get to college, that's right. That's a whole different world. High school, you kids, y'all had to go to class. If you didn't, you know, teachers call your parents, call, leave a message on the phone. But these days, when you go to college, professors don't care if you're gonna come. It ain't their responsibility. You know, just like our pastor told us today. It's our responsibility as parents, as men, it's our responsibility to make sure that our kids get a good education, know the truth. Why should you let speak over your life? Why should you let whisper in your ear? You know, as men, we're supposed to stand up for our kids and show them the right way, protect them, pray for them. That's what we need to do. We need to support each other, no matter who we are, what background we came from, how much money we got in our account, what kind of house we got, what kind of car we get. It doesn't matter. What matters is we have God in our life. We should stand together, regardless of our race. We should stand together and support one another. And it's sad that we don't support each other, especially our race. Our African-American brothers and sisters, it's amazing that we don't support one another. We too here that we get jealous over who got what. Not about who got what, because God, everything belongs to God. He's just loaning it to us. You know, but when it comes to the love and support that lasts a long time, if you're a true friend, you know, true friends gonna tell you the real truth. They're gonna tell you how, if it hurts or not. Just like when a pastor preaches, he says something, you're gonna step on your toes and don't prick your heart, then you know. You got to get it right. They do that because they love it. Same way with your friends. True friends will tell you the truth. And it's coming from their heart. We don't need no friends who are gonna sit there and lie to you. I know I don't. I don't know about nobody else. I'm speaking for me. I don't need no friends who are going to lie to me. I want somebody to tell me the raw truth. Because we need the truth. We need to hear it raw, uncut. But when we do, we do it out of love. That's what God do to us. When we do wrong, he do it out of love to keep us. All of the things that save all our life, everybody that's listening today has done something they had no business. Some of us got caught, some of us didn't. But you know what? God still loves. He do. He still loves no matter what. But you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. He don't like the lifestyle that we live, but he still loves. He loves us. So why not get on his team and do right? Even with our brothers out there, let's stand up as men. Take our rightful place. show this world, show this society, show the enemy that we mean business. Stop letting our kids fall to the wayside. Especially our young men, you know, I'm from Rocky Mountain, and they've been having a lot of murders going on everywhere. But speaking from my hometown, where I grew up at, when I go home, it's totally different from when I left. Every time you turn around, it's a young man getting killed. But as men, we need to stand up and show our young men what it takes to be a man, what it takes to be successful. You know, we don't have to get out here and get in the game or sell dope or be a rapper to be successful, be a movie star, none of that. You got a lot of men out here that own their own business that's successful. Started out with nothing that's successful. So, men, let's stand up for our kids. Let's show our young daughters what a real man, how he treats his wife. Show them how a real man is supposed to treat them. So when they grow up, they'll know. So if you're not here to help me, then I need to go on about my business. You go your way, I go mine. Show them how you treat their mom. Regardless of whether you end up their mom or that mom or married, still show that mom respect. Vice versa. Ladies, show that man respect. Because the kid is the result of what we've done. We have to be parents. Regardless of whether you like each other or not, still show that child that y'all can be responsible adults and act like parents and show them the right way. That's all they're looking for. They want to see us men stand up. The ladies want to see us men stand up. The church wants to see us stand up. Even God wants us to stand up and be the men he called us to be. Stop being lazy. Only we can link on. Do you know how much we can do as strong men? Men of God, reach back and grab our brothers. Reach back and show the young men what it's all about. That's what our young men looking for today. They looking for somebody that's going to show them a little bit of love and show some support. Like you said in church today, if we don't do it, you can best believe the streets are going to do it. The gang's going to have no problem reaching back and grabbing kids. You got kids 5 and 6, 7, 5 years, 7 years old in gangs now. They don't care. Our young kids are calling out for us men to step up. So in order for us to do that, we got to let go out, get rid of our wounds, patch them up, let them heal up, and God can heal our wounds. He can. God can do anything and everything he wants to do. He can do it quick. He can take his time doing it. But he can do it. So I'm telling you brothers out there, hey, not too late to get it right. It's not. Not too late to get it right at all. We need each other. Our families are hurt. Our churches are hurt. Our wives are hurt. Our kids are hurt. The school is hurt. Our community is hurt. They waiting for us men to step up and take our rightful place. So imagine men, if we took our rightful place, the biggest smile you'll see on your wife's face, your kid's face, church will get start growing stronger, our school system will be stronger. We can't keep putting all the pressure on the women. We can't. They're our helpmate. They want to help us, but we got to help ourselves. Goes back to pride and ego again. You got to let it go. Some of us haven't seen what a real man is supposed to do in life. That's understandable. That's why the barbershop is here. We have a lot of strong brothers that come on this show. They're willing to help. They're willing to listen. I say it all the time. If you want to talk, get something off your head, feel free to call me. Look me on Facebook. With that being said, call it with your number 0424. You're on the air. Hello?
Big and Sean.
Yes, Brother Jerome.
Hello.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Just getting in from a nice little vacation.
Well, that's good. I told everybody, I sent a special prayer out for you that you get home safe and sound. And all God didn't do it because you done came in on me. Buddy, what's going on?
Well, like I said, man, just getting in, getting unpacked and unwinding. I was listening to you. I said, let me hurry up and get myself situated so I can chime in and join my brother, get in my rightful place.
Well, that's good. I'm glad y'all enjoyed this there. Well, you know, the process is brothers what's in your suitcase. And I've been talking about the wounds that us men have that causing us not to take our rightful place. And I know you said you have been listening. You have in the comments, what I was saying earlier.
Well, you're right on point.
Go ahead.
I mean, you're right on point. You know, we talk all the time, and a lot of things we talked about you cover, and I've just been encouraged, and you just keep doing what God leads you to do.
I will. That's one thing I have to do, because he's done a lot for me. So I just want to reach back and grab my brothers and let them see what God has done in my life. You know,
right?
That's what it's all about. You know, helping one another. You know, like I said once before, if anybody out there wants to say something, women, men, feel free. This is the barbershop. We listen. We here. Brothers, don't be ashamed to want to speak out. Speak. We're not going to judge you. We're going to love you. And that's what it is about the barbershop. You know, this is the only barbershop I know. Well, you don't get no haircut, but you can show get some love. You can show what people care about. You know, so feel free. If you want to chime in, want to say something, you know, press one. You know, it's your choice. But if you want to just listen, that's fine too. But I hope that I have said today that touched your heart to be able to go back and tell your brother, your uncle, your dad, your husband, your nephew, you know, fellas, your homeboy, the boys you run with, you know, the guys you come in contact with, you know, things you hear on a barbershop. I hope that touches your heart where you can go out and reach and touch somebody else. To the ladies, the men that you have in your life, your son, your nephews, like I said, reach out to them. Lift them up. Have them to come to the barbershop. You know, next time you come and let them listen, sit down with them, let them listen. We here for everybody. We do not discriminate. We just want to encourage our brothers to stand up and take their rightful place. You know, because we love, I love all my brothers. And this one on the radio, my co-host, I love this guy. This is like my brother. I love him. And I don't have no problem saying it out loud. I see my co-workers. I tell them, I love them. Because I do. And that's one thing about us brothers. We should open up our mouth and tell our brothers that we love. Because like I said, we never know what they're going through. Ladies, you never know what you're going through. Tell your sister that you love them. Tell them that you love them. She might just take their day. They might be going through a storm right now, but you tell them you love them. You never know what that might do to their heart. You never know what it might do to make them feel good. Knowing that somebody loves them, no matter what the situation, no matter what the storm they're going through, the lifestyle that they live, you never know. Life is too short not to tell somebody you love. God loves us regardless. So why we can't tell our brothers and sisters that we love them? Why we can't? It's amazing. Why we can't do that? It's easy to say. But you got to mean it, though. You got to let it come from the heart. But folks know when you tell them you love, they know if it's real or not. Love is an action word. If you know what he's going through, fight him out with them. Sit down and talk with them. Tell your testimony. Don't be afraid to let God use you to help somebody else. I know I don't. I like when God used me. I really do. And I thank God for the barbershop where I can reach out to my brothers and just pour out my heart to them. Like last Sunday, y'all just don't know who went through and missed it. Well, the Spirit was up on this show last Sunday. I told a powerful testimony, boy, it made me cry. I'm the one that was telling it. But the thing is, you have to tell your testimony. If you know somebody's going through, talk to them. Talk to them, encourage them. Let them know everything's going to be all right. Invite them to church. Invite them over your house. Y'all go out with them. Do something with them. So they might be on that urge. We don't know. Somebody might be on that urge that wants to commit suicide. We never know what people think. That's why we have to tell each other that we love. That's why we have to pray for one another. So that's real. You know, that's why I tell my brothers, you know, I love all my brothers. I say it all the time. And Jerome would say, I tell him every chance before we get off the phone, that's one thing we tell each other, that we love each other. And I know he knows that I mean what I tell him. We grew up together. You know, we always been friends. I don't think not one time since we've been knowing each other, we ever had a disagreement or ever fell out. We lost touch with each other, but look how God is. Turn things around using both of us on the hottest talk show in the world for me, the barbershop. This is our platform to reach out to our brothers and to let our sisters know we understand where you come from. We hear you. Ladies, won't be long, but we'll have a ladies' night out on the barbershop. So don't get mad. We want to hear from the ladies and see what they're going through, what they want us to, where they can help us bring our brothers up, what they see in men, and where we can reach out to them and let them know how to help them become successful. That's what we want. I see we got somebody that wants to say something. Hold on. I'm going to let you. Jerome, you got anything to say? Why did you just call a red? Uh-oh, we got a couple people want to say something. Okay, call me on. I'm going to try it. Huh?
Go ahead and take the call, bro.
Okay, before we do that, we're going to keep the comments at least down to 2 to 3 minutes. But the call, first call, I'm about to sign in. With your last four numbers, 2346. Welcome to the barbershop. Go ahead. Hello? Two, three, four, six, you're on the air. Hello? Yeah, I guess we'll come back to them. Caller with the last four numbers, 5230. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? This is Shelby from Virginia. And
what's
I want
going
to
on, Shelby?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to know that I'm enjoying your show. And I had one thing to say real quick. I made a decision a long time ago to keep my child from his father. And now I'm, like, dealing with what my decision was. I made it because I was a single mother at the time, a teenage mother, and his father stayed in and out of penitentiary all the time. He did drugs and stayed out of the penitentiary. So I made the choice to keep him from my son because I felt like he couldn't show my son to be a man if he wasn't a man already himself. So So therefore, I took it upon myself. No, as a woman, I can't show him how to be a man. No, I couldn't. But I had to show him what was right for wrong. And now I'm thinking that maybe I may have made the wrong decision, but my son turned out to be a 19-year-old right now with a bachelor's degree, and he's working on his master's. So I think I did a good job on raising him, but I just wanted to hear a man's input on that.
I mean, like I always say, I commend you on this, you know, and not even knowing him to be at that age and doing all that, oh, yeah, you've done a good job. But still try to find that positive role model that can really help him, because at 19, he's still growing. I'm not mad with you. I mean, you did what you had to do. If his father was going in and out of penitentiary, I can't imagine that, you know, my father in and out, and you really want to spend time with him. But at that time, like you said, you made that decision for him, you know, to help him. And look at your son now. But you still have the opportunity. I mean, right now, for me personally, he's at that age. If he want to know who his father is and spend some time with him, cool. Don't force it on him. You know, because I went through this with my oldest boy, and his mom kept him away from me. But I knew eventually that my son was going to ask, you know, where was I at? What was I doing? Why was I there? And it hurt me. Because I want to be with my son. I want to spend time with him. I want my son to come stay up here with, you know, with me. A couple of times before me and my wife got married, it was plenty of time we reached out for him to come spend the weekend with us. But his mom wouldn't do it. But eventually, when my son was graduated from high school, he told his mom that my graduation won't be right unless my pops is here. Regardless of what the situation was between me and his mom, he made sure he let her know that I want my pops at my graduation, because I don't feel right now I have both of my parents. Both of my parents are living. I want both of my parents here. And I commend her, because she came to me and she apologized for doing it. And I told her it's all forgiven, and I thank her for doing it. But it takes a real woman to, if that's what she's doing, to stand up and admit to that man, I'm sorry. And I commend you for doing what you have to do, but you still have that opportunity. I mean, when you talk to his dad, explain to him what happened. Explain to your son what happened. You know, you had to do at that time what was best for your son. And believe me, I always said, my hands, hey, I commit. You know, look at your son now. But it's still time. They can still mend their relationship. That's one thing we were talking about, the wound. Eventually, your son going to want to talk to his dad. Like I said, don't pressure him or don't rush him. Because he's getting to that age now. He going to want to know. And like I said, you know, don't pressure him to do it. But Jerome, you have any comment what this young lady said? Jerome, he must have stepped away. But like I said, Shelby, I mean, that's cool. I can hear you. You have any comment what Shelby just said about the situation with her son, why she did what she did?
Well, first of all, you mind if I ask you some personal questions?
Sure.
For what reason did you make that decision to keep your son from his father?
I made it when he kept going to prison. And whenever he gets out, he always make promises and then break them. And then just to see your child just constantly looking out the door, looking out the window, looking for their father, I got tired of seeing that. And I thought I saw a little anger in him. He's starting to build up anger. So I said, you know what, this is not good for him. He started to act up in school. We see his grades start to slip. You know, he just started acting out. And I figured that if I take him out of his life, then he will be better. And to me, it did work out. I invited him to his high school graduation. I invited to his college graduation. He didn't show up. I'm trying. That's why I was saying I didn't know whether or not I did the right thing or not. I'm trying, but my son will be almost 20. And he says that he didn't want to get involved with his dad anymore because he felt like his life was better the way it was. He didn't need his negative energy around him any longer because he felt that he was doing good.
Well, you see, that's the right decision. Now, see, that's what the barbershop is all about, to try to get men to step their game up, because we cause a lot of problems that go on in our families and our relationships and with our kids because we're not standing up and being a man. And you and I commend you for doing what you needed to do for the benefit of your child, because that was the right thing to do. Because when you're a child, and, you know, especially a boy, you looking, you know, for me to be spend time with your father. And when he's not showing up and leading you on and giving you false hope and false promises, that's very devastating to a child, because a child don't understand why a parent don't want to spend time with them, especially a dad and a son. So you did what you had to do, so don't feel bad about the decision that you made. Your son turned out great and going to continue to turn out great, because what that does is made him a better person. You understand what I'm saying? Because what he's seen in his life that he went through with his dad, trust me, as he get older and he start having kids, I promise you that he going to want better for his kids. He going to want to be there for his kids, going to be wanting to be there for his future wife, even his mom, even more, because he's seen the damage that a man can cause to a relationship of all kinds. So I commend you for doing what you did, and I'm sure God sent some men into his life to help give him guidance and give him what he needed anyhow, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I'm married now, thank God, but...
Okay, well then, don't even worry about it. Like I said, God gave you a husband, gave you a man in his life to help pour into him and teach him how to be a man.
Can I say this, and I'm just going to let someone else talk? When he turned 18, his dad was here when he turned 18, and he was talking to both of us. My son told me, Mom, I knew that on my birthday when I had presents from Dad, I knew that was really from you, but I was just so happy because it read from his dad. He said he told me that he knew that I was the one doing it, and he looked his dad in his face and asked him why. And it, like, hurt me. And that day is, like, haunting me, like, every day. It's like, oh, my God. He was like, Mom, I knew what you was doing. I knew it wasn't from him, but I just accepted it one time because the note, the tag said from your dad. And he told his dad that in my presence.
See, don't you feel bad about that, because you did what you had to do to protect your son's feelings and his emotions. You understand what I'm saying? Don't even worry about that. First of all, in order for you to move on, you got to forgive yourself for whatever it is that you feel like that you've done wrong. You got to let all that stuff go. Put it in God's hands and let God lead him. Let God lead you, and y'all going to be all right. Don't even worry about the dad. God will take care of the dad. You understand what I'm saying? Your son, he knows who really has his best interest, and he knows that's his mama. So it's going to be all right. Don't worry about that. You did what you need to do for the better good of your son. And like I said, I commend you for that. And boy, it's all over with, the dad, he going to regret it. You hear me? He's going to regret not being there in that young man's life like he's supposed to, and I promise you that. So don't you even worry about that. You got to let that stuff go. The past is the past. The decision you made, you had to make it. You might not understand why you were making it at the time, but you had to do it, and look at the outcome. Look at your son. Look how great he's turning out. So you got to get all that hurt and all that anger, disappointment, you got to get it off you. You got to release that mess. You got to let go. Give all that stuff to God and let God start the healing process in you. Because your son is all right. You're the one that's dealing with it. You're the one that is really bothering. Your son is okay. Because God done already done showed him, he already understands what the situation is. He already know who has his best interest, which is his mama. So you the one that got to go through the healing process right now. But you got to let all that stuff go. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Your son knows he's got his back.
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So, like I said, you when you pray tonight, pray ask God for healing. Ask Him to heal your heart. Ask Him to release all of that built up frustration, anger, all that. And first, another thing, forgive that man.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Forgive him. You can't keep letting him live rent-free in your head. For whatever reason he was going through in his life, that's between him and God. You got to let that stuff go. You got to forgive that man. You got to let go and let God. Because it's not healthy for you to keep holding all that stuff built up inside of you. We can't help who, you know, the choices that we made in the past, who we end up making a baby with. We will hope when we make a baby with them, we will hope that they will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But some situations, a lot of situations, it don't work out that way. So that's why the barbershop is put here to help these men to know the error of, not them men, us men, to know the error of our ways so that we can wake up and do what God meant for us to do. He left us the ruler of all the means of the earth. The world is going through what it's going through. Families going through what it's going through. Relationships is because we as men is way out of line. We causing all this heartache on our families. We got women around here such as yourself feeling a certain way because of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. That's not right. We bring things on ourselves. We suppose when we lay down and make babies, it's not about us anymore. It's about our babies as being a man. We're supposed to be providers, protectors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be there for our children. I have young men that work for me that go through situations. One of them dealing with his baby mama. He got two sons by two different women, and they keeping the kids from him. I said, let me tell you something. I said, at the end of the day, sometimes God allows things to happen for the greater good. Sometimes maybe it's good for the babies to be pulled away from you so that you can get your act together.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, huh? What do you mean? I said, look at your life. Are you where you need to be in life? First of all, he was still staying with his mama. I'm like, come on now. You're supposed to be a man. You don't have to deal with the baby mama. What you need to do, get yourself together so that you can be able to get your kids and have a place to, when they come and visit, have a place for them to come and visit. So that you can show them what a man's supposed to do. Have your own place. Have your own transportation so you can pick them up. Show them what hard work would do. You can't do that living with your mama. So, like I told her, sometimes God got to do certain things. I said, even though the mama might be a little resentful, you know, two-sided every story, I was like, hey, you pray about it and put it in God's hands and get yourself together so that you can come up and be what a real man, supposed to be. Because you have two sons. You got to lead by example. Boys are watching their dads. Whether we realize it or not, they mimic us from everything we do. When I was small, my dad worked. That's all he ever done, work. And I seen his work uniform that he would take off and put down. I put his work uniform on because I seen him work, how he dressed up and go out to work. So that's what I wanted to do. Absolutely. And my mom told my mom, when he came in, he said, boy, you better get out of my clothes. My mom told him, leave him alone. He watching you. He want to be just like you. And I did, and I am. Pop showed me how to work, how to take care of his family. And that's what I do.
Amen.
And what was instilled in me, my job is to instill in the other men, to try to bring them up. So, young lady, don't worry about that situation. That's the past. Let that stuff go so God can heal your heart. Okay?
Okay.
So change your prayer tonight. Ask God to deliver you from all that past transgression, all that stuff that you went through, and release that mess and let it go. And whenever you see that young man, which is the dad, again, just tell him you forgive him. You ain't got to say nothing else. Just say, look, for whatever it's worth, I forgive you. Release that mess off you. And I guarantee you, you feel a whole lot better.
Yes, sir. Amen. With the caller, with your number 2346, hope we can get you again, 2346, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
All right, this is Craig Howard from the life-changing state of Georgia. Good afternoon, brothers.
Good afternoon. What's going on?
All right, you got it. My dear sister, listening to you, only thing that was going on in my spirit is how God, the king heart is in God's hand. Even though you might have been desensitized and probably wasn't aware, it was God that turned your heart for you to act the way that you act, for you to make the decision that you made. In the book of Philemon, it's a letter right before the book of Hebrews, Paul had to write to his friend and tell him about the slave that had stole from him, and he ran away, and he got connected with Apostle Paul. And through Apostle Paul's ministry, this man, he got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. He began to learn his destiny. He began to walk in the things of God. And Paul said to Philemon, now he comes back to you as a profitable servant, when he had left from you as a thief and a robber. So Paul commended and sent a letter to make Philemon aware that God changed this man's life. There are times, my dear sister, that the Spirit of God move among us, and we're not aware of that. So what I want to challenge you, you know, I've been a minister of the gospel for 30 years. I've talked to ministers, ministries, businessmen and women, born-again unbelievers. I mean, from around this nation, I talk to countless thousands of people. The one thing that I have found, the success and the failure in any child of God, of ministry life, they don't have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit and allow him to be the senior partner in their life. Because the more that a man or a woman is so connected under the control of the Holy Spirit, the more intimate they become with Jesus and with the Father. We are told that unless the Lord builds the house, and he does it through the person in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and he's on the inside of us. And the more we recognize him and learn of him, we can understand the different ways that God moves upon us, and we can know when the Lord is moving. Because God does not want his children to be in the mindset of a servant, that they are doing things that God having them to do, but they don't understand why they're doing it. But a friend does. And God wants all of us to become friends. So, sister, as my dear brother was ministering to you by the Holy Ghost, you good. I concur with what he's saying. And what I want to say to you is interesting that your son, he was aware that you did it. How do you think he knew that? He didn't know that from his intellect. That was impressed upon him by the Holy Ghost. He might not be aware of it. So what I want to say to you, your healing and your wholeness is through your fellowship with God, through the person of the Holy Spirit, because that is man's place of being. Because when God came in the cool of the day of the garden, he said, Adam, where are you? That right there contails that God wants friendship with whom he created. So, sister, I want to let you know, if you're on this line, that as my dear brother was talking to you and as I was talking to you, we was not talking to you from my intellect. We was talking as we was being moved and compelled by the love of God. And Jesus said in John 15, he said, you are cleansed by what is being discussed to you as I speak to you the words. So, sister, as my brother said, go and keep on going. You know, because the baby daddy, he might regret it. He might not. because he's so much under the control of the enemy, he might not never come to Jesus. But God is in control. And so it is important, you, sister, that you, like my brother said, to change your prayer. And I want to tag on in your prayer that you would do what Paul did in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that your desire is to know God. Know him to the place that the Holy Spirit can introduce God to you as your Father. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Dale. Create. Anybody else have any comments or want to say anything? Like I said, feel free to hit one. Man, it's been a good show today, Rome. This is what the barbershop is all about. You know, Shelby, we commend you. It takes a real woman to stand up to come on the barbershop for the men, but we like to hear from the women too, because you're talking about your son. Like Brother Craig said, like my boy Jerome said, hey, it's okay. It's okay. Your son has turned out to be a strong man at his age at 19. He's turned out to be a strong young man, and other young men are going to look at him. And I'm like, Jerome, one day your son is going to have kids. And I such an agree with like Jerome said, your son is going to make sure that he and his kids like, because he don't want them to be disappointed like he was. And I commend your son because he's strong and let you know that he knew it was you. And like Jerome said, he ain't worried. So, Shelby, you know, the barbershop commends you. And like his brother said, you know, just ask God. Give it to God, let it go. And don't feel bad, because when you look at your son, just think about what you've done to help him become where he's at now. Your husband, your new husband in your life, he's helping your son as well. You know, like Jerome said, forgive his father. Because once you forgive him, hey, you can best believe you're going to feel a whole lot of weight fall off of you. But like I told you, I went through the same thing with my oldest boy. And when his mom admitted that she was wrong, I felt it. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because eventually it was going to come out. And it's the same way with you, Shelby. We thank you for coming on to the barbershop. Like I said, this is what we do at the barbershop. We don't discriminate. We're here for the fellas, our brothers, but we enjoy when our sisters come on because we know some of our sisters got sons, and Shelby is a prime example. So is any other women out there that's going through the same thing that Shelby went through, that's her testimony. She did what she had to do was best for her son. But now it's time for her to let it go and let God have it. And Shelby, you're going to be all right. Because we serve a mighty God. Your son's father, like Craig said, he probably will, probably won't. But we pray that he will give his life to Christ. And we pray that he'll come back and he'll sit down with his son and talk to him. And we pray that your son will sit there and listen and understand why his dad did what he did. But we can't pressure him to do that. When it's time, your son will know when it's time to sit down with his dad. And we pray, like I said, we pray to God that, you know, his father give his life back to Christ. We do. But don't feel bad, Shelby. It's okay. Women, you heard that testimony from that sister who called in on the barbershop. That's what it's all about. Single moms, you got sons, you got nephews, brothers. This is what the barbershop is all about.
Johnson.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, I thank God for the love of mama. You know what the saying is, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. Now, mm-hmm. On that note, mom, she going to have your best interest. Mm-hmm. We just need dads to step up and to do their part. And for that,
right.
That young man's dad, I'm telling you, if he don't get his life right with Christ, he gonna need his son.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a illness or sickness or anything come on over him, where he might need a transplant, or he just might need his son to give him his last drink of water. He gonna need his daddy. I mean, he gonna need his son. I promise you that. He going to need it. Because he can't keep going around through life, living his life the way he's living, and think that he in control of things. I'm talking about the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
God is in control of all things. And in his timing, he'll work that situation out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether this man be receptacle to what the Spirit of the Lord is going to try to do in his life to try to mend that relationship, if he don't, I promise you, he going to regret it. Because his son, he going to need a son. I'm telling you now. The young lady still listening. You hold on to that. And when it happens, please let us know. Because I'm telling you. That man is missing out on something great within his son.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he going to need him. I'm telling you, he going to need him. He going to regret it. He going to regret it. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, he's going to regret it. I'm going to stop right there, Chance. Go, I'm telling you what I see. I'm saying what I see. I'm telling you, and it ain't going to be long either. She's going to get back with you, Chance, and she's going to tell you something. She's going to tell you something about what went on and what was said on the barbershop dealing with that man and his son. They say God going to deal with him. God going to deal with him, probably already dealing with him. But like I said, it's up to the dad to want to give in to Christ, to yield to Christ, so he can come in and end that relationship. And like I said, because he's going to need him. He's going to need his son, I'm telling you.
Do we have any more callers out there that want to say a little something, or, you know, like we said, we've been giving honor to all the 2015 graduates from high school and college. Feel free to press 1. But this has been one of the most blessed shows I have done so far. It just, this show has really touched my heart. And, you know, I can feel the spirit and the love between the brothers that's been speaking. And like we've been saying, Shelby, you keep your head up. You keep going. And when you see your son, you tell your son that the barbershop says we commend him for standing up at that young age, 19, being strong and understand what the situation was. You know, and let him know. If he want to talk, come on the barbershop, let him know. He can come. We'll be glad to talk to him. We'll be glad to encourage him. We'll be glad to listen to him if he wants to vent. And if he, you know, we here to support him with his stepdad. We here to support you and your family. This is what the barbershop is all about. You know, it's about us helping one another. Regardless of whether we're man or we're a woman, it's about us helping each other. You know, iron sharpens iron. We learn from each other's testimony. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing that I have my best friend for many years, you know, riding along with me on this, and I can see the love and compassion he has just as well as I do. So we commend you, brothers, to call and come in. This is what we all, this is what the barbershop is all about. So we can come, we can talk, we can give advice, we can lift each other up in prayer, you know, we can encourage one another. You know, this was Shelby's first time coming on, y'all. And we hope that this won't be your last time coming on the barbershop and listening to some things you can encourage your son. Even get your husband to come in and listen with you on Sunday. So that's what we want the ladies to do. If you're married, invite your son and your husband to come on and listen to the barbershop. This is what we do. We don't judge. We don't beat nobody up. We here to love one another. We here to help one another. You see, we got plenty of brothers that love God, don't mind giving advice, don't mind praying for one another. This is what the barbershop is all about. I say it all the time. It's the hottest blog talk radio show on the face of this earth. And before it's all said and done, we're going to be on a radio station of our own, on TV all across the world and all across the nation. So God has his hands on this. This is what this is what real men do. Real Christian men, real brothers who love one another. This is what we do. This is what we supposed to do. And I say it all the time. I thank God for putting me in the men's ministry at the church I go to. I thank him. And y'all just don't know how much a men's group helps. It helps. Especially when you got other brothers who love one another and don't mind encouraging, don't mind praying, don't mind helping out. Could you imagine if every church on this face of this earth had a men's group that support the men in their church, like my church do? We can go out and touch the world. But we got, it goes back again, we got to let that pride and ego, hey, got to let it go. Let it go. I cannot sit here knowing that I got some brothers that's falling to the wayside that keep going through the same old stuff over and over again and not say nothing to them. Not invite them to church. Don't encourage them. Don't tell them I love them. Like I said in my testimony, I was out there in the world. But I thank God for putting some strong men in my life to help me come and know who God is. I'm telling you, I've learned, my wife can testify to this. I have come a long way, fellas, ladies. I come a long way. And I thank God for putting me up on a strong ministry, faith tabernacle ministry. Like Pastor said, the word is changed, is transformed by the word of God. Strong men at my church. Got a strong men's group. They care about one another. Just imagine if we cared about each like that, like God wants us to do as men. Man, we could change a whole lot of stuff here. We can. We will. If we see God and let that pride ego go. Go ahead, Jerome.
See, the problem is we as men, we ain't got time for nobody else. If it don't involve us, we ain't studying. Our brothers can be going through a crisis because it don't directly affect us. We don't have time for them, and we need to change that, brother. We need to change that. We need to have compassion for our brothers to understand that they got a need, and whatever that need is, we pray to God and ask God to give us understanding what that need is, that so that we it might not be just to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That brother might be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever know what he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we as men, we got to stop being on our high horses and thinking that we are better than other people. Stop looking down people, down our noses at people, should I say, and
mm-hmm.
open up our hearts and our minds, and have some compassion for the next man, because
right.
you don't never know what an encouraging word would do for an individual. You don't know. But we as men, that's what we need to do, Chauncey. That's what we got to do. We got to come together and help witness and go out here and save these souls. We got to do what we got to do to tell about the goodness of Jesus. And like I say, women doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our place to do it.
Yeah, they don't have
we
no problem.
We our family to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said they don't have no problem doing it. They quit to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we're supposed to do. We as men are supposed to lead our family to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But we're so busy caught up in ourselves, we doing what we want to do instead of what we're supposed to do. And that's why you have women out here very disappointed in men. You got kids around here disappointed in their dad because their dad's not there, because we all about ourselves. We want to do what we want to do. We so caught up in the world and things of the world. Your blessings don't lie in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what men do. I mean, it's sad. I see it every day. Like I said, I got different places that I deal with business wise, and I see how certain people, men, act towards one another. I don't care. It can be a white man looking down his nose at a black man, or it could be us as a black man looking down a nose at another black man.
Mm-hmm.
We can even discrimination bad within our color. Sometimes the lighter shade and the darker shade don't get along with each other. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess what's going on. And we need to cut that foolishness out and come together. We need to come together united in Christ so that we can take back over the dominions of the earth so that God can come in and heal the land.
Amen.
So it's sad, Chance. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I got another call, Jerome. Your last number, 3179.
How you doing, bro? How you doing, Dick? You doing good?
Hey,
good to hear your voice, bro. Good to hear your voice. I'd just like to commend Shelby for doing her best for her son and even getting them through school as well as college, and encourage her for the fact is that, you know, she has remarried and have a man in her life that can kind of fill the void a little, but at the same time, you know, we just want to pray for her, her son, and also for me in general, if you don't mind. We got time to do it.
Yeah, go ahead, Elder. We've got 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Father, we first of all, Father, ask you, Father God, for forgiveness and forgive us as men, Father God, for not doing all that we should have done according to your word. Forgive us not coming back to your son, Jesus Christ, that he might be Lord, Lord God, of our life, and teach us, Father, what you are, who you are as a father. Then, Father, I thank you for Shelby, Lord God, even as a mother, that she have did her best to show that love and compassion and grace from you to her son. So I ask you, Father God, because you have done that, Lord God, Father, reach down in her heart and her soul. Let her lay herself before your altar, Lord God. Father God, where she may have been angry, she may have been frustrated because he was not there for his son. And even when she tried to put his son in his life, he just pushed away, Father God, and hurt his son. Father, help her just forgive him anyway. Recognize him, Father God. He said, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Father, again, I ask you, Father, in our son Jesus' name, that you would heal Shelby and strengthen her in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that she'll continue to pray not only just for her son, she'll pray, Father, for her husband, Lord God, that he is a mentor to his son. He can't be his natural father, but he can mentor his son, that we would try his best to be the best father he can as an example to his son. Then, Father, help her son, Lord God, to reach out, Father, to the warrior said, Father, that you will be a father to the fatherless. So show him a man in the church, God, a man that's under the word, that will be able to train him, Lord, as a father. Father, when he gets married, God, when he have children, Lord God, that he will be able to rightly raise his children, Lord God, in the admonition of thee, Lord God. Then I thank you, Lord God, for all the other men that's being on the radio show, God. I pray they hear this, Father. I recognize we need to step in our place. Teach us to step in our place. Teach me good, strong men. Teach us to recognize, Father, to redeem the time for the days are evil. But yet, Father, you will show us how. You say, he that lack wisdom, let him ask you. That, Father, you upbraid it not. You give it to us liberally, Lord God. So give us liberty. Give us wisdom, Lord God, to show how to be a father and a husband to a wife. And we give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, this has been a good show. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm feeling good today with this show here. Again, I said my honor, my congrats to the class of 2015 from high school, going to college and for college, and going out there in this world today. We commend you. We applaud you. God has better things for you to do. Just seek him first. Keep him first in your life. You know, again, I'd like to thank everybody who came out to the show, the ones who came on with comments and questions, and we send our praises, and we pray for Shelby and her son. You know, that's what the barbershop is all about, folks. You know, we're here for our brothers, but we're also here for our sisters as well, because we know we got some moms out there that have sons, they raise them by themselves. And as you know, as we say, you know, men, we need to step up. It's not too late for us to step our game up, not too late for us to get our life right with God, have a better relationship with Him. It's not too late. Not too late. But we got to let that pride and ego go. We got to let all them past wounds and hurts that we got in our suitcase. We got to empty that suitcase and get a brand new one and move on. Life is too short for us to be sitting here dwelling on the past. There's nothing wrong with telling your testimony about the past, what you came to, but we have to move forward, man. This is our time to step up. This is our season. God is calling us to step up. As men, strong men, we claim ourselves to be strong. Well, let's stand up and link arms with one another. To all the brothers that's listening to the show, grab a brother and tell them about the barbershop. Bring him on next time. It's Father's Day weekend. I want to have this show flooded with men for Father's Day weekend. I want to. Let's chat. Let's have a good time on Father's Day. I already told my wife, I already asked her, you doing the show next Sunday? I said, yeah. She said, well, I'm cooking dinner, so you don't even have to go nowhere. I thank you for my wife. My wife and my daughter came on the show earlier, and it touched my heart. My wife hasn't missed the show yet, even though my wife is a little hurting today. Y'all keep my wife in prayer, but she still made it her business to support her husband today. And I thank her for that. I hope she's still listening. And so my baby girl, I know she's listening. Mm-hmm. I love you, Jasmine. This is what the barbershop is all about. This is what the barbershop is all about. I enjoy doing this. I really do. I ran away from this a couple of times before. But God came back to me again and gave it to me. I took it. I'm going to run with it. But he's going to be first with this. So, fellas, this is what the barbershop is all about, where we can come together. Ladies coming together. You know, you see how we help Shelby. I hope she was listening. I hope her heart was touched by this show to tell other women that went through the same situation that she went through. Nothing wrong with the women coming up here to get some advice for their sons or ask, like Shelby did, about a past relationship, what happened. Mm-hmm. My compassion for my brother, I love him. I'm here for it. I got my friend Jerome is here. Elder Wilson is always aboard. Three strong men who love and have a compassion for their brother. Mm-hmm. So, fellas, if you listen, don't feel afraid. Drop that pride and ego. There's nothing wrong. If you come up here crying, you hurt, that's what we're here for. We're here to listen. We here to help. You got three strong brothers. We ain't always been saying. We did some stuff before. We hurt before. We cried before.
Amen.
But there's one thing about it. These two guys that come on my show, I know they love God like I do. I know they have some passion for brothers.
Amen.
With that being said, we got 10 seconds. Like I always say, this is the hottest blog talk show for men on the face of this earth. Like I say on Facebook, God loves you, and I do too. Y'all have a blessed evening. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace.